Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Oh, doctor, week 9 in the NFL, Jones. Can you believe it? Where does the time go?
Oh, my goodness.
I got a whole bunch of games here to get to, including the game I think everybody was probably talking about. Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Well, as you pointed out earlier, it is the regular season, so that means the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen are going to have success.
It's the Josh Allen. Josh with a little help from his friends. That's a touchdown.
Nance, and a great job by Tony Romo there. That'll be the broadcast team for Pats and Bucks coming up on Sunday. But the Buffalo Bills get a 28-21 win over the Chiefs. James Cook, once again, over 100 yards rushing. Josh Allen had a touchdown run and a touchdown throw. And they get to 6-2. Kansas City falls to 5-4.
Yeah, and Mahomes had one of his most inefficient days
ever
of his career.
Yeah.
Was it like 15 for 34? I'm trying to pull up the box score right now, but
it was not good, highly
inefficient day for him. He still had some great individual plays. That fourth down conversion they had, fourth and 15 or whatever it was excellent. But yeah, that should take a knock in the MVP odds, as you said, and I did double check it, Keith. He dropped down, and Josh Allen now the betting favorite to be the MVP based in part by that result. Yeah.
All right. What about two other mammoths in the AFC, the Colts and the Steelers?
What happened?
Well, maybe we're starting to see the Colts fall apart a little bit.
Washington lined up off the line. Cut it to the outside. Warren takes it in. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
Steelers have a couple of quality wins. They beat the Pats. They beat the Colts. They beat 2-7-2 teams. So Indianapolis now 7-2, but based off of tiebreakers, it's still the number one seed in the AFC. The Steelers, I was ready to write them off. I still don't think they're great. But that's a big win for them. They're now 5-3.
So it is a big win. And, you know, Baltimore won on Thursday night. So Baltimore is like right in the rearview mirror. But, yeah, you got to give it to the Steelers. I still don't look at them and think they're a team to fear. But they beat the Patriots. And that was here in New England. They just beat the Colts yesterday. They were at home for that one. So those are, as you said, two quality wins. And maybe something we should remember before we write this team off too quickly.
All right. How about the Texans and the never say die Broncos? Well, the Broncos dug themselves a bit of a hole. Ultimately, it was a tie game. They marched all the way down the field. They had the ball. This was a 34-yard field goal with a chance to win it.
And the kick is good. And the fourth quarter magic remains for Denver.
Bo Nix is a winner. It's probably the only real way to describe him. The stats aren't going to do him any favors. He went 18 of 37 for 173 yards. Did have two touchdowns. Broncos are also 7-2 and probably have the best defense out of the group. Texans at home with the loss, they fall to 3-5. But this was an ugly game. The Broncos scored 11 fourth-quarter points. They even went for two to tie because they were down 15-7. They tied it and then walked it off with that field goal.
Yeah, I mean, look, you said Knicks is a winner. I mean, the play he picked up with his feet to set up the field goal, the drive to go get the touchdown and the two-point conversion. I misspoke earlier. This was pointed out to me at JonesWEEI on Twitter. I thought that game went to overtime. That game did not go to overtime.
No, I just felt like it.
They won that in regulation.
Yeah, I felt like it.
But I will say, with the Colts losing, the game we mentioned, with the Chiefs losing, a game we mentioned, and now this game as well where the Broncos struggled, it is a reminder that could have gone a lot worse for the Patriots yesterday, as they're still technically number two in the AFC.
You want overtime, Jones? I can give you overtime.
Yeah.
How about Jaguars and Raiders?
Hey, what happened?
Well, it was free football. It was free football.
There it is.
And Jacksonville got the ball first in overtime and did this.
On fourth and goal, reaching across, touchdown! Trevor Lawrence! The Jags have the lead in overtime.
Have the lead in overtime, but you know the rules in overtime. I don't need to quiz you on the rules.
Me.
Everybody listening knows the rules to overtime. The Raiders also get the opportunity with the ball. Here's what they did on their possession.
Geno Smith has it. Fires into the end zone. Touchdown! Brock Bowers!
Brock Bowers was a man yesterday. Three touchdowns for Brock Bowers, but they decided they didn't want the tie, Jones. Losers play for ties. Winners go for two.
I do agree with that.
Let's see what happens.
For the Geno Smith for the win knocked away.
No.
And the Jags defense.
No.
Devon Hamilton swats it away.
What a thrilling game, though. But no, the Raiders went for two and did not get it. They lose. They lose in overtime, 30-29.
That was the right thing to do, though, right?
Yeah, of course. What are they going to do?
What game did we talk about this last year? Was it the Titans game where Drake May let him down and tied the game, and then they went to – like, they should have played for the win right then and there.
Play for the win.
Especially when you're an awful team
like the Raiders are.
Well, that's exactly the situation. It's like, you're horrible.
Yeah.
Go try to win instead of play for a stupid tie at the end of the game. So, no, I thought that was the right call. You know, it doesn't mean they executed well there, but I would have gone for two.
Jaguars are 5-3. You think of anything of them?
No, me neither. Not really.
I
like my guy Liam Cohen, but no. That's that. How could you possibly feel good about that?
Raiders. Are they going to fire Pete Carroll at the end of the year? Is he more than a year?
How many coaches can Mark Davis afford to pay? We got to be close. No, it's not that high. We got to be close to that number, whatever it is.
Brock Bowers, by the way, in a loss. He's been out most of the season with an injury. 12 catches for 127 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was good.
Probably should have gone to him there on that 2-point play.
Probably would have done that.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
All right, two other AFC teams, Chargers and the Titans.
What happened?
Well, Chargers, maybe we got to start taking them a little more seriously.
They take the shovel pass. Herbert rolls the pocket. Now heads toward the end zone. Slides in safely. Touchdown, Chargers, 26-17.
He did a real baseball slide there. We'll have more on baseball and grab bag.
Yes.
But Chargers obviously not beating a good team in the Titans, but they did go on the road where they are now 3-1, and they're 6-3 overall. Herbert, a couple of touchdown passes and that touchdown run.
I admittedly don't have a good feel on that team because they started 3-0, and I'm like, Herbert looks locked in.
Yep.
Look out for the Chargers. Then they had a tough stretch. And now they're hot again. So 6-3, maybe you do have to take them seriously.
Okay.
They've had a lot of injuries. I like Herbert. I know not everybody here at this station, Ken included, is a big Herbert fan.
No, not everybody. Although Madison Beer.
Oh.
Yeah, his points got to go up there. Oh,
yeah.
Amon just popped up. Amon was taking a little sneaky nap over there until I said Madison Beer.
That's an Amon-approved wag is what that is apparently.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. All right, what about Bears and Bengals?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. This was a wild shootout that came down to the very end.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland bangs off his man! He's going to score!
Home!
Colston Loveland in a jaw-dropper! 58 yards on the catch and run from the rookie!
This was wild.
That game rocked.
That game
was awesome.
This is the greatest game of all time. The Bears beat the Bengals on that. 47-42. Caleb Williams threw three touchdowns. He also caught one. Joe Flacco.
I forgot about that play. I forgot about that.
Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards and 4 touchdowns. And then you have guys like Ja'Marr Chase and Chase Brown pissed at the defense for allowing that play at the end. They were mad. Chase Brown's like called him out. Ja'Marr Chase
Chase Brown, maybe hold on to the football.
Well, there's
that.
That
one.
Yeah, there's
got,
that.
He had it. He like threw it up in the air for the defense to go get it. But like, I don't know, Chase Brown, maybe hold on to the ball.
He straight up called him out. Ja'Marr Chase went the other way where he's like, well, I don't want them saying anything about us. But like, he clearly was.
I read today their whole defense basically declined to talk to the media after the game.
Nice.
Good
sign. It's like Deion Sanders' Colorado team. Like, nobody speaks. Nobody speaks. Bears are 5-3. They're kind of hanging around, though, in the NFC.
Yeah, your guy, Ben Johnson.
My guy, Ben Johnson.
That was a nice trick play yesterday. I forgot about that, Caleb Williams.
That was. His former team, the Lions, taking on the Vikings yesterday.
What happened?
Do we have to change our stance on J.J. McCarthy?
Maybe.
No.
Okay. Alex Cora's not about
no.
that.
Right.
Maybe.
McCarthy. In trouble again. Uh-oh. Looking. Thinking about running. Going to try for it. McCarthy.
A huge win for Minnesota, beating the Lions. So Minnesota goes to 4-4. Detroit falls to 5-3. McCarthy, nothing special passing, 14-25 for 143 yards. Did throw two touchdowns, also threw a pick, and he ran in that score. So the stat line's not impressive, but went into Detroit and got a win.
Yeah, and look, Jefferson got hurt over the course of that game, but he threw a touchdown pass to Jefferson. He ran one in, as you said, another additional touchdown pass in that game to Hockenson, I think.
Hawk.
He's been all over the map. Like, he looked so bad in the opener, but then took over in the fourth quarter. Then he got hurt. Now he has this game. So, yeah, maybe we gave up on him too quick.
Yep. All right, one of the bad, quote-unquote, bad teams the Patriots beat earlier in the year, the Carolina Panthers taking on the Packers. Well, this was a low-scoring game that came down to a game-winning field goal.
Hold is down. The kick is up. Into the wind. It is good! Ryan Fitzgerald delivers, and the Panthers, a two-touchdown underdog, come into Lambeau and pull off the upset.
All that screaming that you hear in the background, Keith, that was me. Knowing that my Dave Canales, head coach of the year bet, still alive,
still
1600,
very much
5-4,
5-4. Don't sleep on the Panthers. And it was a walk-off 49-yard field goal for Ryan Fitzgerald. So the Green Bay Packers are 5-2-1, and they've lost to the Panthers and the Browns.
Two teams Patriots to beat.
That is true. So there is a little bit of that. What about the 49ers and the Giants?
Hey, what happened?
Once again, it was a Mac Jones game, and lucky for him, he has Christian McCaffrey.
12th play of the drive. Williams the block, McCaffrey, touchdown.
You hear this guy after the game?
I did. Oh, I think Kevin Harlan?
No,
Mac Jones.
No, Mac after
Yeah, Mac
game.
Jones. Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, he's fun. 235 yards passing, two touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, 106 rushing, 67 receiving, two total touchdowns. Niners are 6-3. The Giants, who the Patriots will face about a month from now on Monday Night Football, are 2-7.
Question after the game to Mac Jones. Do you feel like you've been allowed to be yourself here more than at other organizations?
Yeah, spread your wings and fly, Mac Jones.
Mac said, I really do feel that.
Good.
It's not a knock on any other team.
Definitely not.
I just feel like this organization has a lot of laid-back people, and there's more, or that is more my personality. So
it's a California city, look, so they're more laid-back by nature.
He's played way better than I thought this year. He played well yesterday. Like, they were playing from in front. They probably shut it down. He could have thrown for way more yards and touchdowns yesterday. I'll give him that.
Egg on your face.
I can't stand him. I really can't stand any of him. Yeah.
Same.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rams and Saints.
What happened?
Your guy Matthew Stafford must be moving up the MVP ladder.
He's right behind Drake.
First and goal. Stafford looking for Adams in the end zone. He's got it! Touchdown! His second today!
Devontae Adams been a good pickup for the Rams. They're now 6-2. The Saints fall to 1-8. Four more passing touchdowns for Matthew Stafford. He had one to Puka Nacua, a couple there to Devontae Adams. Kyren Williams over 100 yards rushing. This was just a start-to-finish, no-problem game for the Rams, who I had in the Survivor, so I roll on.
You're still going.
9 weeks going.
Unopposed.
Yes.
Very impressive. Josh Allen, the favorite at plus 150. This is FanDuel. Drake, second, plus 400. Mahomes, third, plus 430. Matt Stafford, fourth, plus 400.
Yeah.
Tell you what, good juice on Sam Darnold, plus 2,000.
Well, speaking of Sam Darnold, Jones, thank you. Sunday Night Football, last game for us. We have Seahawks Commanders.
Hey, what happened?
Commanders, stop playing defense.
Washington rushing five. Darnold taking a shot downfield. Open again is Horton for a touchdown. The rookie has two in the first two quarters.
Seahawks, by the way, looked like $1 million. They were wearing their Chris Warren, Cortez Kennedy Seahawks uniforms.
Yes.
Holy smokes, were those good.
It makes sense why the Seahawks won and why the Packers lost yesterday if you just look at their uniforms.
I think Darnold was – would he start the game? Something silly like
16-16.
Oh, I thought it was more than that. It was 16, still, whatever it was incredible.
It was ridiculous. So he finished 21-24, 330, four touchdowns and a pick. Almost all that was in the first half. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, no touchdowns, but he had eight catches, 129 yards receiving. And then Jaden Daniels got hurt. So whatever you think of Washington, they're 3-6 and also probably done, whereas the Seahawks are 6-2. Don't sleep on the Seahawks.
Look, McDonald won, I think, 10 games last year in his first year with Seattle. They're good again. He's done it with different quarterbacks. Like last year was Geno.
Yep.
This year it's Sam Darnold, and Darnold looks incredible. JSN looks incredible. So I think that's a team to deal with in the NFC. Why? I'm far from the first person to say this, but why was Daniels even in that game at that point?
I have no idea. Yeah, that game was long over.
The guy's already been hurt twice this year. You have him running around at the end of a blowout.
It's like RG3 all over again. It's
seriously
insane.
Seriously.
It really is that. So the Patriots' opponent next week, the Bucs, they were on the bye, as were the Eagles, Jets, and Browns. Tonight, Week 9 comes to a close. Cardinals and Cowboys from Dallas.
Okay. Brissett starting.
Brissett is starting. Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites.
Okay. So that's tonight. That is Week 9 in the NFL. What happened? Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Keith mentioned Eagles on the bye. They've been very active at the trade deadline. Patriots have only subtracted to this point. Trade deadline is tomorrow. What's the plan at tomorrow's deadline? We'll get to that live from Gillette Stadium here on Jones and Keith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.